trying to get more information really about what the overall situation is in the city of Mumbai. It's a city which has been traumatized, as indeed has the entire country. We are back, I think, with Miloni Bhatt at this stage. Miloni, are you there?
Yes, Vishnu, we can right now see a whole line of sniffer dogs being taken. Yeah, a whole line of the sniffer dogs which are now being taken inside. They're being escorted by some members of the special group. They seem to be going in through the tower building. They're not entering through the heritage structure at this point in time, but going in through the tower. Right now, though, we have a fire engine which is actually blocking our view. Are they going in from this front porch into the other side entrance of the heritage building? Well, that we can't see at this point in time, but perhaps the final mop-up operation, the sanitizing and the cleaning up, which is expected to be carried out, and it could take some time. Earlier, you were talking about casualties. We don't have a confirmation on that, but yesterday the GOC of the Southern Command had said that there were 12 to 15 civilians, inside the Taj. Yesterday, I had spoken to one gentleman, whose son was holed up in room, in fact, in room 283, Anil Patwardhan's son-in-law. In fact, Manish Joshi was holed up in that room. Is Manish Joshi out right now? We don't know at this point in time, but we are going to try and just speak with him, just a little later. But it's possible yesterday we were told that there could be people inside the hotel who were scared of, on hearing the gunfire, could have sort of locked themselves inside the room. Right now, though, we are seeing a lot of people of the Mumbai police, along with the special group. They're all concentrated around this area. A lot of them smiling, perhaps for the first time in many, many days, ever since the siege. We're seeing a lot of cars also pulling up and trying to make their way. It's been a long journey. Drawn out battle for these people, siege for these people who've been here for over 50 hours, ever since the terrorists entered.